The city of Los Angeles is now wielding a financial weapon in its battle against street gangs. Along with arresting gang members, LA is suing some of them for damages. That may take out some of the gang's supporting structure. And in case that's not enough, the police are demolishing some physical structures, too. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports.
It was an otherwise bland two-bedroom stucco house on Drew Street in northeast LA, but police say the property was tricked out with two satellite dishes, a laser tripwire, and a camera surveillance system.
This was the in and out of drug sales in this neighborhood for years.
LA City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo says the Avenue street gang used the house to sell drugs and to plan drive-by shootings on behalf of the Mexican Mafia prison gang. After numerous raids and a deadly police shootout with gang members, Delgadillo's office won a lawsuit to close the house down as a public nuisance.
We're going to use every tool at our disposal to break the grip of this gang. Ya basta.
Enough's enough, Delgadillo said in Spanish, and while city officials and neighbors looked on, he gave the bulldozer a signal.
All right, let's take it down.
A 30-ton excavator began tearing down the satellite house piece by piece, quickly reducing it to rubble. Los Angeles has been stepping up laws to ban gang members from congregating on the streets, and Delgadillo says the city has begun seizing not only their homes, but also their cars, jewelry, and other assets.
We now have an authority to step into the shoes of victims and sue gangs as an entity and their shock callers and their longtime soldiers for the damage that that gang has caused to these neighborhoods.
Last month, Delgadillo's office successfully won a $5 million judgment against the leaders of the 5th and Hill Street gang, said to have dominated the heroin trade downtown. The infamous 18th Street gang faces similar reparations. The LAPD has worked with the FBI and other federal agents to arrest hundreds of gang members under federal racketeering charges. Chief William Bratton says as a result of the latest crackdowns, gang homicides are down 50% this year. He says it's all part of a new urban reclamation project.
Where we are trying to relocate many of the residents of this neighborhood to our federal and state prisons. Many of them have already been relocated. I hope they like the new environment because they're going to be there for many years to come. Little less pleasant looking than this street.
As the bulldozer tore up the house on Drew Street, some neighbors seemed relieved, but tattooed guys in baggy clothes shook their heads. 21-year-old Carlos Fernandez remained skeptical.
They really think they're going to stop crime by knocking down a house? How much money did they waste on this? This should have been a youth center, you know what I'm saying? For the kids who won't get into gangs, you know what I'm saying?
Celeste Renteria came out with her baby to watch the demolition. She says many in the neighborhood relied on the Avenue's members for protection.
They're never going to stop the guys from here. They're never going to stop them. They're never going to stop. They could do whatever. They could put the guys in jail for 15 years, 20 years. Kids are growing up. They're going to probably do the same thing.
I mean, there's just going to be a new generation.
Yeah, exactly.
City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo admits some of the new tactics are largely symbolic and the gangs could simply relocate.
And when we find their next headquarters, we're going to do the same thing there, too. I want them to know that we are going to be relentless.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.